Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Could Lovie Smith be one and done? Ross Tucker was on this morning with Payne and Pendergast, and he had this to say about Lovie Smith and whether his fate is actually connected to quarterback Davis Mills.
Oh, I always thought Lovie Smith was just a one-year thing. If it continues to trend this way, I think they'll have a new head coach and a new quarterback, and the new head coach will be someone that they believe and has a proven track record to maximize the quarterback position. You don't want to have Lovie there because then it feels like there's a decent chance after the rookie year for the quarterback, when they have another 6-11 year, then you fire Lovie, then you bring in a new guy. Well, then you have your young quarterback have to learn a new offense. I think they're both probably gone if it continues to go this way.
Lovie Smith, one and done. Ross Tucker threw that out there. I got a lot of thoughts on this. What do you think about Ross Tucker throwing that out there?
I think his reasoning is extremely solid in terms of learning a new offense if they have their guy that they want to bring in with a new quarterback. If Davis Mills continues to do what he's been doing, and they're out on Davis Mills, do you want to bring in a quarterback? But you're going to draft a quarterback. I mean, at this point, you would, you know, if it goes the way it's been going, with Pep Hamilton. Or would you rather just clean house and bring it? I think the reasoning is solid. For some reason, I don't think that's going to be an issue for Nick Caserio. I think he wants to just kind of build this team as best he can, even if that means that the new quarterback is going to have to learn two offenses. He wouldn't be the first, you know? I think he wants to just kind of establish all the draft picks, all the young players, the proverbial culture and everything else that he wants, and then he's going to bring in his guy. So I don't think it'll happen, but his reasoning is really solid.
I just don't think Lovie Smith's going to be a one-and-done coach. I think this is kind of a process that they're letting Lovie oversee. I don't know how long Lovie wants to coach.
I think
he's enjoying being an NFL coach for the time being. It's kind of house money. But I don't think Lovie Smith is like someone who, you know, has like a five-year vision of being the coach of the Texans. And I don't think his fate should be attached to Davis Mills at all. I don't find that to be a possibility that Lovie Smith is one and done. I just couldn't see that happening. And that's where the questions about Nick Caserio would be out there significantly. Like, there would be a lot of questions about Nick Caserio and the ability to hire a coach. I don't know how many options they had last year. I don't, like, some of the names that they interviewed that we were drawn to, I don't know how many of them would have taken this gig in the first place. So you were kind of handcuffed throughout the process, and Lovie just happened to be the guy that was at the right place at the right time.
I think you want to bring in a coach that's attracted to this job. Last year, this job was not attractive. I think it's becoming more attractive, and I think with a young quarterback and more young talent, all those draft picks, it would become extremely attractive, but not necessarily in 2023. I'm talking about in 2024. I'm with you. I think he'll be here for another year. What he said, what Ross said there is not outrageous. You know, it's a line of thinking. It's a philosophy. You know, bring in your new quarterback with a guy that's going to grow with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you bring in a quarterback, and you obviously don't want him to just be moving around and changing the offense and stuff. And I would be interested to see, because we've kind of gotten a little bit of a grasp of Caserio, and we're still kind of getting to know him. But I would be interested to see, like, it's one thing for Davis Mills to fall to you in the third round and you know, you take the flyer on the guy, and I think even what we've gotten from Davis Mills so far has validated the pick. But I do wonder, like, what factors come into play when Nick Caserios has, you know, let's say the Texans end up having a bad season. Let's say they have the number one overall pick, and they've decided they're not going to take Will Anderson, although that might not be a bad idea based on what we've seen from the defense. But let's pretend that they have their pick of all the quarterbacks. It will be interesting to see, like, what factors come into play when they're evaluating guys, because there's going to be all types of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to have this discussion now based on what I've seen with Davis Mills. But it will be interesting to see, you know, how much does he care about size? Like, is he going to overvalue size when it comes to Bryce Young? I don't say overvalue, but is that going to be like
a big factor,
some sort of tiebreaker?
Yeah.
What about C.J. Stroud coming from Ohio State, where there's a lot of people that think, you know, you have 5 seconds to throw the ball, and it's really easy to throw to those receivers. So you've got to weigh the gray area there. What about Levis or Jefferson from Kentucky and Florida? What about the kid out of Wake Forest? Like, I am intrigued to see what Nick Caserio values at quarterback and how he sees things. You know, if and when that decision has to be made, because we don't know that. We know a lot about Nick Caserio. It feels like we're still kind of getting to know him. We're in the early phases. But I am intrigued to see, like, what kind of quarterback he values, because that's going to be something that's going to be his decision. There's no one else that's going to be in on that decision, maybe a scouts. But that's something that he's going to have to figure out. And that'll be, like, one of the most important things that Nick Caserio does.
Oh, it's the most important. I also think, and Sean and Seth were talking about this, it came up in their show, kind of the soft tank, you know, with Davis Mills. And I think it makes sense to me, because Nick Caserio knows what a good quarterback looks like. He knows what a great quarterback looks like. He knows what an all-time great quarterback looks like. So he knows what he thinks he sees. I mean, he knows what he sees in Davis Mills. And so he might think, this is the guy to kind of get us through this year. If I strike gold, we strike gold. But I don't think he's going to be the guy. It's kind of like a soft tank. Get him in the game. See what he has. If you get lucky, you get lucky. But you know better, so you're going to draft a quarterback next year.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a soft tank by design. I think it's kind of turned into that. I think you kind of swung for the fences.
Yeah.
And crossed your fingers, hoping that Davis Mills could be the guy, rather than bringing in like a Baker Mayfield or a Jimmy Garoppolo. But make no mistake about it. With all that said, like, if they had brought in one of these middle guys, they would at least have a win right now.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not as beneficial as, you know, seeing what you have with Davis Mills. But I don't think that Nick Caserio or anyone on this coaching staff envisioned that Davis Mills was going to be this bad. And it's kind of funny, because you're seeing, like, the line in the sand. You see it on the Loopholes Facebook page, see it online. There's kind of like this line in the sand, and it almost seems like imaginary La La Land with people going back and forth about Davis Mills. Like, Davis Mills isn't the guy. Who has said that Davis Mills is going to be the franchise guy? Like, maybe there's a few people.
Very few.
You can point them out online, but I don't know too many people that were like, okay, Davis Mills is going to be the franchise quarterback, and he's the guy that can take you to the Super Bowl. I've heard Show's kind of hanging his hat on saying something. And I think there's probably three people online or a few texters that have said it. But if you were saying that before the season, I think that's a little bit silly. And now there's like a discussion about, you know, Davis Mills isn't this, Davis Mills isn't that. And I don't think too many people, even Nick Caserio, thought that he was going to be the guy. And I don't think that even Show or someone who was already out on Davis Mills, I don't even think they envisioned that it would be this bad.
No, I think the majority of people thought, well, you can win with Davis Mills. He's going to be, he can be this team's quarterback. But nobody ever thought he was going to be, outside of a few outliers, you know, crazies out there saying, hey, Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round. You know, there was very few of that. But I think a lot of people thought he could be the guy.
But nobody thought he would be this bad.
Nobody thought he was going to be like this.
Yeah, this is awful.
Which is why I've always said, let's see more. Let's see what, you know, water finding its level here. And apparently it is.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I got a text yesterday from a listener, and, you know, it said something along the lines of, all right, you're out on Davis Mills, and he put, like, that Jimmy Fallon or whatever, like, check, like, taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm out on Davis Mills as far as being like a long-term franchise quarterback.
Right.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I was never in on it. Like, I never believed in that hype. So, yes, I am out on that. And yes, you can say it's just three games. I'm out on it. Mm-hmm. I think the performances on the road, the way in which he acts at the podium, and just the overall common sense that he's a third-round pick and you didn't expect much from him. Yes, I was open to the possibility of him potentially be, and he could still be the quarterback after this year. He could play his way into maybe them trying to continue whatever they're trying to do with him. But yes, 3 weeks in, I am out on Davis Mills being the long-term solution at quarterback. Yes, you can mark me down. You can take notes. And we can readdress those however. You can keep the receipt on that.
I think it's pretty obvious that he's never going to be that.
Yeah. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a bleep.
Do it. Do what you got to do.
He might get better, but he's not going to be that guy. And it goes back to what I said yesterday.
Remember it.
Like, you know, you look at all his characteristics, all his traits, and I don't see anything where you're like, okay, there's potential there that he can take a leap, you know, a higher. Where? You know, it's just not there. So he's going to be a middling NFL quarterback, poor man's Chase Daniel, you know, Daniel, whatever that is, but he's not going to be the guy.
Yeah, and I feel fine saying that. You feel fine saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Write it down.
Mm-hmm. That said, keep playing him.
Write it on Sharpie in my forehead. Yeah, keep playing. Let's see what he can be. Like, can he develop into an okay starter to where maybe Davis Mills could even play his way into – okay, we're gonna build the rest of the team, and we're just gonna keep rolling with Davis Mills. Maybe they bring in someone to compete with him next year. Like, I'm not saying that Davis Mills can't be a starter in the league or someone who's kind of like a spot starter. I'm not saying
probably
that.
Probably more than.
But I'm saying, like, long term franchise guy, I'm out. Mark it.
Yeah.
Check it. Do what you got to do.
Take a picture.
Keep
it.
The receipt. Whatever. Stuff it away. I'm out.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
I'm out on that.
I agree.
And I was never in on it. So it's not like right. I'm like completely flopping on it. I was open to it. I was never in.
Just wait and see.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah, see it. Go ahead. Enjoy it. There are two things lingering at NRG and two very, very concerning things. They might seem trivial, but I can assure you they're not. And one of the biggest early concerns about Nick Caserio has reemerged because of him. I will explain next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.